Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is cycling. Let's break it down. Cycling events will take place at several different venues. Road cycling will take place in Paris on a road starting and ending at the Pont de Lyon Bridge. Track and BMX racing will take place at the French National Velodrome, designed for short circuit track and BMX racing. Mountain biking will take place on a track in the Elincourt Hill area of France, which is the highest altitude point in the Paris region. And riders will be on the trails made almost entirely from existing paths. And finally, the BMX freestyle will take place at the outdoor Concorde Plaza. There will be 22 medals available, with 514 cyclists competing across all events, with an equal split between men and women competing, which is a first for this sport. So Zach, can you give us some background on the sport, some of its history, and exactly how this sport works?
Yes, road cycling is one of the original Olympic events. Unlike some other sports, members of the professional cycling world have been welcomed at the competition, bringing additional prestige to the Olympic races. Cycling is broken down into four main categories: track cycling, BMX, road cycling, and mountain biking. Track cycling has the most medals. There's 12 total, 6 for men, 6 for women, across 6 different disciplines. There is sprint, team sprint, Kirin, which is a sprint followed by a pacer, team pursuit, Madison, and Omnium. These all take place in a 250-meter bowl-shaped arena. BMX has 4 medals and is one of the most exciting sports within cycling. The event consists of men and women. BMX has 4 medal events, 2 for men, 2 for women, split up between 2 disciplines, 1 in freestyle and 1 track racing. The races are short-paced, and they go on a 400-meter track with right and left turns. The freestyle event consists of riders performing at a max of 60-second routines of cycling tricks and jumps in an urban park. Road cycling has 4 medals, 2 for time trials and 2 for a regular road race, split by men and women. Finally, mountain biking has 2 medals, 1 for men and women. Mountain biking will take place on a mountainous course that racers will all race against each other to try to win the gold medal.
Great, thanks for the background. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
So, starting with the track cycling, there are a lot of different track cycling events, and they all have different variations, but the general idea is that there is an initial preliminary heat round where riders or teams are ranked. The teams with the highest times advance to the quarterfinals, from the quarterfinals to the semifinals, and then the top teams advancing to the gold medal round. The BMX freestyle event will consist of a preliminary round where riders will go out there, do their routine, the top scores advance to the final round. They'll perform a second routine where the highest score wins gold. BMX races do consist of a set of quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, each with the fastest racer advancing each round. And then finally, with road racing and mountain biking, those events will consist of a single race. All riders go at the same time, and whoever reached the finish line first will win gold.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Lots to look for in those events. Now, so who are some of the big players in this sport, and what can we expect this year?
Well, because there's so many events, I want to generally look at those that performed well over the last few years. In 2020, that was Great Britain and Netherlands, who tied for the most goals with 5 each. And in 2016, Great Britain was the dominant team with the most gold medals at 6. Historically, the European teams have been the most dominant in cycling, with France, Italy, and Great Britain each having over 35 gold medals. Netherlands has also been strong in the sport. We all know about the Netherlands' famous love for cycling. They have 23 golds to their name. Looking forward to this year's games, these nations are still the favorites to win. The front runners are definitely Great Britain and the Netherlands, with France earning some points being back home. Other nations such as Germany, Denmark, and Switzerland are all expected to win at least one gold medal.
All right, great. Now, what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
So, I've changed my perspective on this a little bit recently. I really wasn't into the track cycling, but I was just watching it a few days ago, and it is so intense. There's tons of jockeying, the speeds that they're going at, and I didn't really have time to go over all the different events, but like each different event, whether it's Madison, which is a relay, or Kieran, which is the pacer, like they all have different strategies to them. And I'm really going to get into quite a few of them because they're really cool to watch. Definitely check out some YouTube clips of the Team Pursuit and the Kieran. Those are really great watches. The road race, I might watch a little bit. The time trial is a little interesting. I think the road race at the end will be pretty exciting and we'll have some pretty good visuals. BMX is always going to be exciting. I'm really excited to watch that. And the mountain biking is pretty hardcore. Those guys are going up mountains. It's really fun to watch. So I'm really looking forward to all these events. What about you?
Yeah, I think cycling is really interesting and enjoyable to watch when you do just have the time to kind of sit down and look at all the events. I agree with you. I think especially the BMX and mountain biking events are very interesting to see. There really is a lot of athleticism in not just those events, but in the sport in general, that it's hard not to be amazed at what these bikers can do. I personally do like to watch some of the road races. I know they're not as interesting as mountain biking or BMX, but I do like a good bike race. And perhaps I might watch some of the track events, like the multi-leg race that there is for track, but not super sold on that. That being said, again, I'm right there. I would definitely be watching BMX and mountain biking events for sure. Those are a must for me as well. Moving on, who are you rooting for, or who do you predict will be able to take home the gold for these events?
So I just want to point out a few athletes to watch out for. In women's BMX, Hannah Roberts from the U.S. has been very successful over the last few years in freestyle. And her counterpart, Elise Willoughby, has also recently won a few BMX races and has a good chance of getting gold. I think for the road race, Tour de France rider Wout van Aert will have a good chance of winning gold here. It seems like he's not in a top spot for Tour de France, so he might be shooting for an Olympic gold this year. I think for mountain biking, Tom Pidcock of Great Britain has a good shot of winning. I don't know if you knew this, he actually broke his collarbone at the last Olympics and finished and won gold. So I think, you know, even without a collarbone, he might, or I think rather with his collarbone in, he may do even better. For the track racing, I think there's going to be a pretty equal share of medals between Great Britain, France, and Netherlands. What about you?
I mean, I don't have any athletes I'm specifically looking out for, but my predictions are kind of similar overall, where I do think Great Britain and Netherlands are likely to secure a lot of the medals. Definitely Great Britain coming out and winning a lot of medals for the road race mountain biking. Whereas I think Netherlands will probably kind of repeat how they've been winning medals in years past, winning a few more of the track events than maybe Great Britain has. But I am interested in seeing how France competes against the others in the road cycling and mountain biking, and I think there's a chance they might be able to take a few golds in potentially one of the mountain biking events or one of the road racing events. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.